Proclamation number 7940 of 11th of July, 1961. Man's conscious approach to God. And I will be your companion in all your ways. I will guide you. I will walk beside you. I will instruct you and advise you and make my will known to you. And if you fulfill this will of mine, you will also successfully complete your earthly path of life. You will have reached the aim of being eternally united with me and now be able to work in freedom, light and strength. Thus I myself want to be your companion, then I will also always be able to ward off my adversary from you who will not stop harassing you, and this the more the closer the end is. And therefore I inform you again and again through the word that you are in danger as long as you don't let me myself walk next to you through your free will to be united with me. You live your earthly life and don't know that an everlasting battle is being waged around you in a spiritual world which applies to your soul. And you don't know that there is a continuous struggle for your soul on the part of the world of light and the dark world. Both forces want to win you over, and you yourselves make the final decision as to which forces will gain victory over you. You yourselves determine in which sphere you want to dwell, and you determine this through your will, which is turned towards or away from me. And truly, only a brief thought is enough for you to call me to your side, and I will not leave you and protect you from further influence by my adversary and his helpers. Just let me always walk by your side, and your pilgrimage on earth will be blessed. It is only a matter of your conscious approach to me in earthly life. If you achieve this of your own free will, you will also have passed your test of earthly life, for the purpose of which you are allowed to embody yourselves on earth. Yet I cannot force you to turn to me either. I can only ever try to draw you to myself through loving words. I can only ever approach you, force myself into your thoughts and faithfully intervene in your life. But I always have to leave the effect to yourselves. You must decide for yourselves in free will. You must grasp my hand yourselves and want me to be with you and no longer leave you. But this will also decide your fate in eternity. But all of you humans don't have much time left. The end is near and you will all be taken by surprise, and your fate will now also be according to your attitude towards me, which is why I admonish you again and again to seek the bond with your God and Creator of eternity. To draw close to him like a child draws close to its father, and now also to stand under my protection until the end has come. Precisely the time of the end prompts me to repeatedly make my will known to you, which will always remain the same, that you live in love, because then you will establish the most secure bond with me, who am love myself. Work in love and remain in constant prayer. And you will draw me to you and I will never leave you again forever. For I myself am love, and he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And intimate prayer likewise unites the child with the Father and enables my strength to overflow to always carry out my will. And if you are united with me then you no longer need to fear anything. Neither my adversary nor the coming end. For then you belong to my own who will stand firm until the end and whom I will protect in physical and spiritual adversity. You need only give your will to me, subordinate it to mine and let your thoughts wander into spiritual spheres from time to time. And my love will take hold of you and guide you until the end of your life. I will walk beside you, you will no longer be lonely and abandoned. Then you will walk by my hand and return home to the fatherland. Amen.